I would like for you to get your Bibles, and I want you to turn to two portions of Scripture. First, I would like for you to turn to Acts chapter 2, the book of Acts chapter 2. Put a marker there and turn to Luke chapter 24. So turn to Acts chapter 2, put a marker there, and then turn to Luke chapter 24. I want to speak with you today.
Yo quiero hablarle este día acerca de,
and the title of the message is
el título de este mensaje se llama,
To Be Witnesses.
De ser testigos.
To Be Witnesses.
Ser testigos.
I want us to begin reading in Luke 24.
Quiero que empezamos a leer el capítulo 24 de Lucas.
And I want us to begin reading at verse 47. And I want to read these few verses together, and then we'll turn to Acts chapter 2. Luke said in verse 47, he says, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name to all nations.
Dice, y en su nombre se predicará el arrepentimiento y el perdón de pecados a todas las naciones.
Beginning in Jerusalem.
Comenzando por Jerusalén.
You are witnesses of these things.
Ustedes son testigos de estas cosas.
And look, I am sending the promise of my Father upon you.
Ahora voy enviarles lo que ha prometido mi Padre.
But wait in the city of Jerusalem until you are clothed with power from on high.
Pero ustedes quédense en la ciudad hasta que sean revestidos del poder de lo alto.
He says, you are witnesses, verse 48, of these things. And he says, I am sending the promise of my Father upon you. But he said, wait until you're clothed or endued with power from on high. Then now look at Acts 2, verse 1. Two verse 1 through 4, very familiar to us. And it says, when the day of Pentecost had come, they were all together in one place. And suddenly a sound like a mighty rushing wind came from heaven.
De repente vino del cielo un ruido como de un violento ráfaga de viento.
And it filled the whole house where they were sitting.
Y llenó toda la casa donde estaban reunidos.
There appeared to them tongues as of fire.
Se les aparecieron entonces unas lenguas como de fuego.
Being distributed and resting on each of them.
Que se repartieron y se posaron sobre cada uno de ellos.
And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues.
Todos fueron llenos del Espíritu Santo y comenzaron a hablar en diferentes lenguas.
As the Spirit enabled them to speak.
Según el Espíritu les concedía expresarse.
Let's pray. Lord, I ask in Jesus' name that you would anoint your word this morning. I pray that you would make it to bear fruit, to give life in Jesus' name. And Lord, I thank you, Lord, because it's through your word that, Lord, we can hear from heaven. And I pray that you would speak your word into our hearts in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. As I've stated earlier,
así como lo dije esta mañana,
all churches throughout the world today,
todas las iglesias, todo el mundo,
are celebrating what is called Pentecost Sunday.
Están celebrando lo que se llama el domingo Pentecostal.
Pentecost Sunday is 7 Sundays after Easter.
El domingo Pentecostal son 7 días después, semanas después de
Easter. A Pascua. And so what that is 50 days from the time of Jesus' death and resurrection.
Y lo que significa es que son 50 días después del crucifijo de Jesucristo.
In the Jewish calendar,
en el calendario judío,
and how they celebrate their feasts.
Como lo celebran ahí en sus días.
The day of Passover over is the celebration of the sacrifice or the sacrificing of a lamb.
Los días del Passover son como se sacrifica el sacrificio
of a lamb.
Del cordero.
And on that day, Passover, this lamb's blood would be shed to cover the sin of cover the sin of people or of Israel.
Y en esos días, cuando hacían el sacrificio, la sangre se derramaba para cubrir los pecados de la persona.
It's the celebration of the deliverance of Israel from Egypt.
Es la celebración del libramiento de Egipto.
You all remember the final plague that happened in Egypt was that the oldest firstborn child would die if the blood was not on the doorposts.
¿Se acuerdan en esos tiempos la última plaga que pasó en Egipto fue cuando murieron los primeros nacidos de cada familia?
And so God told Moses to butcher, to sacrifice a lamb.
So Dios le dijo a Moisés que y sacrificaron un borrego.
To get the blood of that lamb and put it on the doorposts of their homes.
Y que agarraran la sangre de ese borrego y lo pusieran en las puertas de cada casa.
And the Lord said, "When I see the blood, I will pass over you."
Y Dios dijo que cuando él vea esa sangre que iba a pasar sobre.
Jesus died on the cross during the Passover.
Jesús murió en la cruz sobre ese tiempo.
Picture in your minds the very work, the very act that took place on the cross.
Piensa un poco de lo que está pasando cuando pasó todo esto.
While Jesus was hanging and dying on the cross,
cuando Jesús estaba muriendo y colgado en la cruz,
shedding his blood for you and me,
derramando su sangre por ti, por mí.
At the very same time there in the temple in Jerusalem,
a la misma vez, allí en el templo de Jerusalén,
the lamb was being slayed,
un borrego estaba siendo sacrificado,
for the sins of the people.
Por los pecados de la gente.
The lamb was a picture of the lamb, Jesus Christ, that was then dying on the cross.
El borrego es como un reemplazo de lo que Jesucristo estaba haciendo por nosotros en la cruz.
That happened on the day of Passover.
Eso pasó en el día de Pascua.
50 days later was the day of Pentecost.
50 días después de eso fue cuando pasó el Pentecostés.
What's beautiful about the day of Pentecost?
Lo que es muy hermoso del día de Pentecostés.
It was a celebration of what was called the Feast of Weeks.
Es que es era una celebración de lo que le llamaban del día de comer.
It was a time when the Jews celebrated their deliverance from Egyptian bondage.
Era cuando los judíos celebraban su
deliverance from Egyptian
liberación de los egipcios.
And so they were released from Egypt.
So ellos fueron sueltos, libres de Egipto.
They ended up at Mount Sinai.
Y terminaron en la montaña Sion.
And it was there that God gave to the Israelites the law.
Y fue allí donde Dios le dio las leyes.
All of these things are celebrating Pentecost.
Todas estas cosas se celebran Pentecostés.
Pentecost means 50.
Pentecostés significa 50.
And it was on this day that the church had its birth.
En este día que su iglesia nació.
Jesus told his disciples to remain in Jerusalem.
Jesús le dijo a sus discípulos que se quedaran allí en Jerusalén.
He said, "Wait here because I am sending the promise of my Father upon you."
Él les dijo que se quedaran allí porque les iba a mandar la promesa de su Padre.
He called them witnesses in Luke 24.
Él les llamó testigos.
They had seen and heard all that Jesus had said.
Ellos habían visto y oído todo lo que Jesús había dicho.
And so they were the ones that would bear that testimony and share it to the world. This testimony would come into a world that would not be for them.
Este testimonio iba a traerlos a un mundo que no era para ellos.
Sometimes when you share your faith, not everyone wants to hear it.
A veces cuando nosotros enseñamos nuestra fe, mucha gente no quiere oírlo.
Some of them will mock you, ridicule you for it.
Mucha gente se burla de ti.
And in ourselves, it's not easy to do sometimes.
Y entre nosotros no es fácil de hacer.
And so Jesus knew that the disciples needed help.
So Jesucristo ya sabía que sus discípulos iban a necesitar ayuda.
And so he told them, wait in Jerusalem until you receive the promise of my Father.
So él les dijo que se quedaran ahí en Jerusalén hasta que recibieran la promesa del Padre.
And he would, in essence, say, I will give you the strength and the power to be witnesses.
Y él les dijo que ellos iban a recibir la fuerza para poder ser testigos.
Look at chapter 1, verse 8.
Mira el capítulo, capítulo 1 y versículo 8
of the book of Acts.
Del libro de Hechos.
It says, but you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. Acts chapter 1, verse 8.
Dice en el versículo 8 del capítulo 1, dice, pero cuando venga el Espíritu Santo sobre ustedes, recibirán poder.
And then you shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and unto the uttermost parts of the earth.
Y serán mis testigos tanto en Jerusalén como en toda Judea y Samaria. Y hasta los confines de la tierra.
Jesus told them,
Jesús les dijo,
that when you receive the Holy Spirit,
cuando ustedes reciben el Espíritu Santo,
you will receive power to be my witnesses.
Van a recibir el poder de ser mis testigos.
What's interesting is that word witnesses in the Greek language.
Lo que es interesante que esa palabra testigos en la lengua
of the Greeks. What that word means is martyrs.
Lo que significa es
martiles.
Martiles.
That's a new one. To be a martyr is to lay down one's life for what they believe in.
Martiles, lo que significa es que dar su vida por algo que usted cree.
And to be honest with you, we need this kind of power to live for Jesus.
Para ser honestos, nosotros necesitamos este poder para vivir por Cristo.
To be set on fire.
De ser prendidos en fuego.
And to live for God from day one.
Y de aprender de Dios desde el primer día.
Until the time that we give our lives for Christ.
Hasta el último día que estemos aquí, que demos nuestra vida por Cristo.
It is beautiful when you see someone that has been walking with the Lord for years.
Es muy hermoso ver a alguien que está caminando con Cristo.
And they're more on fire now than they ever were.
Y están más prendidos de Dios que nunca han estado.
We need the Holy Spirit to set us on fire.
Necesitamos el Espíritu Santo que nos prenda ese fuego.
We need this zeal for God.
Necesitamos ese sello de Dios.
It's beautiful when you see someone passionate about the things of God.
Es muy hermoso cuando tienes esa pasión por Dios.
And it's the Holy Spirit that will give us this passion to live and to ultimately die for Christ.
Es el Espíritu Santo que nos da ese poder de vivir por Cristo y morir por Cristo.
You can be a living martyr for Christ.
Tú puedes ser un viviente mártir por Cristo.
But to be that kind of person, we need the help of the Holy Spirit.
Pero para ser ese tipo de persona, necesitamos la ayuda del Espíritu Santo.
That's why he said, when he comes upon you,
por eso dice que cuando viene sobre ti,
you will receive power.
Tú vas a recibir poder.
And you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and the uttermost parts of the earth. If you've never heard this said before, I want to bring it out again because it's true. When it says you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, it's talking about your world. Your Jerusalem. Jerusalem is in the city of, or in the center of Judea. And when you think about Jerusalem, it's in the center of their life. Jerusalem is still in the heart of the Jew. You will begin to be a witness to those in your circle of influence. There are people that you're around that I will never be around. You're rubbing shoulders with people I will never meet. You're the one that has the gospel message. And he's called you to be his witness. Judea was surrounding Jerusalem. That is when your witness is becoming more and more of an impact, that people are hearing what God is doing in your life. They're hearing about someone that's fired up for God. You may have never even met these people. But word is spreading that there is someone that's in love with God. And they're serving God with all of their hearts. They're different. They've changed. And they're talking about you. And so people, your influence is beginning to go outside of your inner circle.
So tu influencia está saliendo de ese círculo dentro de ti.
It's not just your family anymore.
No nomás es tu familia ya.
But now former classmates are hearing that he went to Bible school.
Pero ya tus amigos de cuando estás en la escuela están oyendo que tú estás yendo al estudio bíblico.
My cousin was telling me that he saw some people from school.
Mi primo me está diciendo que había visto unas.
And they said, didn't James go to Pennsylvania? Didn't he become a preacher? I didn't know they were interested in me. But your influence will go beyond your inner circle. And whether you realize it or not, people are watching your life. They want to see the reality of Christ, and they're watching it in you. And so then it goes into Samaria.
Entonces se va a Samaria.
Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria.
Jerusalén, Judea y Samaria.
Well, what happened to that clock? Your influence will begin to even extend out to those that have never heard the gospel. The Samaritans were people that the Jews could care less about, if you will. But now, your influence will go into those areas where even those that have never heard will begin to hear it through your life. You will be my witnesses, he said. God wants to fill you with his Holy Spirit to make you a witness, to empower you to live for Christ. Sometimes the world makes it seem like living for God is the worst thing there is. But they have it all wrong. That's a lie from the pit of hell. It's the lie that has blinded the people of this world. There is greater fulfillment in walking right with God and living for Him than anything this world can ever give you. And so we need the Holy Spirit. We need His help. And so today is Pentecost Sunday. And I want us to pray that God will give us a fresh infilling of the Holy Spirit. Of the Holy Spirit. It's called the baptism in the Holy Spirit.
Se llama el bautismo del Espíritu Santo.
Maybe you've already been baptized in the Holy Spirit.
A lo mejor tú ya has sido bautizado con el Espíritu Santo.
But you can have a fresh filling of the Holy Spirit.
Pero lo puedes tener nuevo y fresco.
The disciples were all filled on that day of Pentecost.
Los discípulos fueron todos llenos ese día de Pentecostés.
But then they began to pray, Lord, give us boldness to share this word.
Y luego empezaron a orar que les dieran, ese poder y esa
the gospel.
Fuerza para poderla predicar.
And the place where they were was shaken.
Y ese lugar donde ellos estaban estaba temblando.
And the scripture says they were all filled with the Holy Spirit.
Y la escritura dice que ese lugar fue lleno del Espíritu Santo.
And so if you need that fresh touch of the Holy Spirit, I want you to come to this altar and I want us to pray together. Let's stand.
Si tú quieres ese llamamiento nuevo y refresco, ven al altar.